Solemn the drums thrill, death august and royal, sing sorrow up into immortal spheres. There is music in the midst of desolation, and a glory that shines upon our tears. They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years contemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. They mingle not with their laughing comrades again. They sit no more at familiar tables of home. They have no lot in our labor of the daytime. They sleep beyond England's foam. But where our desires are and our hopes profound, felt as a wellspring that is hidden from sight, to the innermost heart of their own land they are known as the stars are known to the night. As the stars that shall be bright when we are dust, moving in marches upon the heavenly plain, as the stars that are starry in the time of our darkness, to the end, they remain.
A reading from Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. So now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? Only to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his decrees that I am commanding you today for your own well-being. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God, him alone you shall worship. To him you shall hold fast, and by his name you shall swear. He is your praise. He is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. The word of the Lord.
The Anxious Dead, a poem by John McCrae. O guns, fall silent till the dead men hear above their heads the legions pressing on. These fought their fight in time of bitter fear and died, not knowing how the day had gone. O flashing muzzles, pause and let them see the coming dawn that streaks the sky afar. Then let your mighty chorus witness be to them and Caesar that we still make war. Tell them, O guns, that we have heard their call, that we have sworn and will not turn aside, that we will onward till we win or fall, that we will keep the faith for which they died. Bid them be patient, and someday, anon, they shall feel earth enwrap in silence deep, shall greet in wonderment the quiet dawn, and in content may turn them to their sleep.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, you have promised mercy to all who pray humbly. We ask you to be merciful to our military dead, whom we remember this day, and whose souls we continue to commend to your safekeeping. May our companionship with you be like that of those who have fought together a cause that secured for us our freedom to worship here. Speed the day, Lord, when under your wisdom, the world will have peace everywhere. Hear, O God, our prayer and thanksgiving for all whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love and bring us all to your eternal joy. Amen.
Please be seated. John George Patterson was 40 when his 16-year-old son lied about his age to enlist. Feeling a lot of angst, he went and enlisted himself and asked that he might be assigned to the same regiment as his son, that he might watch over him and protect him. When they arrived in France, his son was destined for the front, and so John George went to the commanding officer and begged that he might take his son's place and revealed that his son had lied on his enlistment forms. And his son was kept from the front, but John George was not. On April 16th, John George Patterson was at Vimy Ridge. And there was a gun that was administering a lot of casualties, and John George went from low point to low point, advancing towards that gun, throwing bombs at the people that were operating that gun. And when they were dismayed, he made a final charge on that gun and subdued everyone else and captured the gun. And he's one of four people that was awarded the Victoria Cross for service at Vimy Ridge. But he was killed about 10 weeks later in another attack. His son survived the war, returned to Calgary, and he died here in 1967. Whenever you cross the Elbow River on the Patterson Bridge, remember the valor of John George.
A reading from the 11th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be a belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The word of the Lord.
The Dead by Rupert Brooke. These hearts were woven of human joys and cares, washed marvelously with sorrow, swift to mirth. The years had given them kindness, and dawn was theirs, and sunset and the colors of the earth. These had seen movement and heard music, known slumber and waking, loved, gone proudly friended, felt the quick stir of wonder, sat alone,
touched flowers and furs and cheeks. All this is ended. There are waters blown by changing winds to laughter and lit by the rich skies all day. And after, frost with a gesture stays the waves that dance and wondering loveliness. He leaves a white, unbroken glory, a gathered radiance, a width, a shining peace under the night.
Please stand. Most gracious God and Father, who would have all humankind live in peace, turn our hearts and the hearts of all people to yourself, that by the power of your Spirit, the peace which is founded in righteousness may be established throughout the whole world. Amen. Please be seated. Within the last 120 days of the war, Canada dispatched a hospital ship towards the shores of Europe. It was called the Landovery Castle. Now, it was clearly marked as a hospital ship, painted white with a hospital cross on both sides. U-boats had the right to stop ships and to inquire whether they were being used to carry artillery, but U-86 did not approach the Landovery Castle, nor did it make such a request. Instead, it sent torpedoes. It torpedoed the ship, and as the ship was sinking, three rescue boats dispatched from the Landovery Castle and made it safely from the sinking vessel. The U-boats surfaced, and upon seeing the survivor ships, opened fire on the survivors. 24 people survived, but over 200 were killed. 14 nurses and the entire Army Medical Corps battalion stationed on the Landovery Castle, including Robert Alexander Steen. When you receive medical care from people today, remember the lengths to which our medical personnel are willing to go, the things they're willing to risk to save life and to help the injured. and remember the sacrifice of Robert Alexander Steen.
A reading from the prophet Micah, the fourth chapter. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. Peoples shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
The Soldier by Rupert Brooke. If I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. There shall be in that rich earth a richer dust concealed, a dust whom England bore, shaped, made aware, gave once her flowers to love, her ways to roam. A body of England's, breathing English air, washed by the rivers, blessed by sons of home. And think this heart all evils shed away, a pulse in the eternal mind, no less, gives somewhere back the thoughts by England given, her sights and sounds, dreams happy as her day, and laughter, learnt of friends and gentleness in hearts at peace under an English heaven.
Please stand. Almighty God, all thoughts of truth and peace come from you. Kindle in the hearts of all your children the love of peace, and guide with your wisdom the leaders of the nations, so that your kingdom will go forth in peace, and the earth will be filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Please be seated. Lieutenant Jonas Thorlaksson Jonasson was born in Iceland in 1890 and emigrated to Canada and settled in Manitoba. If the last name Jonasson sounds familiar, this is Norm's great uncle. In 1916, he enlisted to go to war. And in September 16th, joined the 108th Battalion and headed over to England. And there began training as an infantry officer. In particular, spent lots of time on the range learning how to shoot the guns. While he was there, he kept a diary. And in the diary, in addition to talking about how many times they paraded and how many times they went out and practiced their range and accuracy, he also talked about the beauty of the English countryside and spent time sightseeing in London and traveling. But even as he was going about enjoying the beauty of England, he encountered people who had been in. Talked about someone who had lost his eyesight in the war and was led around by a young girl. Also, there's another time he met someone who had been shot through both jaws. And says he even wondered how he would go on living if that had happened to him. Occasionally, he would go and visit friends that were in the hospital who had been injured. He says that these made the war real for him as he trained. And in that winter, February and March, as he was preparing to leave with his battalion to go to France, the doctors found out that he had an eye disease that was taking away his eyesight. And in essence, didn't allow him to see very clearly at night. And so they would not let him go to France. And for a couple of weeks, he couldn't write in the diary. He was so upset because he wanted to go and fight for his country. He talks about hearing the word that the Canadians had really distinguished themselves in the field, particularly at Vimy Ridge. And just as he was going the last couple of weeks before he was leaving, he left in May. He traveled around, and one of the places he ended up was in Glasgow. And he said that they had a flag day there to remember and honor. The Canadians who had been wounded at Vimy Ridge. Even then, so quickly after the battle, it was recognized the sacrifice that the Canadians made on behalf of freedom. In May, he did end up coming back to Canada after having been discharged, and he passed away in Gimli, Manitoba in 1978.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians, the second chapter. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself a one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who are far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. The word of the Lord.
In Flanders fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved. And now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you, from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields.
Let us pray. Almighty God, guide the nations of the world into ways of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please remain standing. Pause to remember and lament the horrors of war. We remember Canadian soldiers who died in the conflicts of the past, the African War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korean War, Afghanistan War, and in peacekeeping missions throughout the world. We remember the young men and women who never returned home.
We remember their families, their friends, and their communities. We grieve with them.
We remember those who were disabled or traumatized, and we acknowledge their pain.
We also remember all people who suffered the devastation of past wars, both soldiers and civilians, those who were wounded and disabled, those whose loved ones were killed, those who were separated from family members, those who had to flee their homes, those who witnessed unimaginable horrors.
We remember the suffering of allies and enemies alike.
We remember all people who continue to suffer the scourge of violent conflict, those who are hungry and thirsty, those who are on the run without shelter and comfort, those who are sick or injured and need care, those who live with the sound of guns and bombs around them, those who are caught in cycles of violence they can't escape, those who are paralyzed with fear.
We remember the suffering of allies and enemies alike.
We lament the horror of war, but we also name our hopes for a world of peace.
And so we remember people who bind up the wounds of war, those who work to end hostility, those who provide aid in war zones, those who care for the sick and the dying, those who defend human rights, those who welcome refugees.
We remember people who actively build peace, those who say no to killing and bombing, those who work to resolve conflicts through dialogue and diplomacy, those who seek to address the root causes of violence, those who practice nonviolent resistance in the face of injustice, those who build bridges of friendship and reconciliation with their enemies.
And so together we raise our voices and sing that justice should flow. invite the young children to come forward today. We're not going to go out to the comfy chairs today. We're going to come right up front. And Frida has a very special book called A Poppy Is to Remember. And the rest of us are going to listen in. I'm going to come right up front. Is there a mic on?
All right, how's that? Oh, there we go. All right. So this book that Pastor Laura has picked out is called A Poppy to Remember. Yeah, and so I have not read this yet, but I'm excited. Once there was a long and terrible war, a war some called the Great War. Many young men went off to fight. Many did not return home to their families. Oh, excellent. But still in the muddy fields where they fought, wild poppies sprang up, glowing brightly. An army doctor, weary from tending the wounded, wrote a poem about that war and about those poppies. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep though poppies grow in Flanders fields. The poem was read far and wide when war finally ended on November 11th, 100 years ago today. 1918, people everywhere celebrated the return to peace. You know this book, hey?
From my school.
From your school? What do they teach you in school? A poppy is to remember from far from home, crossing troubled lands, and threatening waters and dangerous skies. It is for the wounded, those who cared for them. It is for the dead and those who carried on without them. It is for the brave ones who remain their memories of battle. A poppy is for peace. Every year on Remembrance Day, it blooms across our land. A poppy is to remember. And then, yeah, the end. Yeah, and so do you guys have poppies yet today? You wanna take one? All right, do you know what side we wear the poppy on? Yeah, you wear it on the left side, buddy. That's so it covers your heart, hey? All right, you guys wanna take one?
I already have one.
You already have one? Good for you. All right, yeah, you put it on the left side there.
a maple leaf that has poppies inside of it. And there's some extras. If anybody wants these, we'll leave them out with the ushers. And if you guys, why don't you go back to your seats? You could take your coloring page and your crayons. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Frida.
They were young as we are young. They served, giving freely of themselves. To them we pledge amid the winds of time to carry their torch and never forget. We will remember them.
We will remember them.
They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them. We are gathered here before God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, to remember and give thanks for all who have died in service to our country and the world. Inspired by their example, help us to dedicate ourselves anew in service to God, to our Queen, our country, and the world.
O God, you have shown all people what is good. Give us grace to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God.
Let us pray. Eternal God, who has set us in this beautiful land of Canada, we remember today with grateful hearts the men and women of this nation who died that we might enjoy this land with peace, freedom, and justice for all.
We remember their deeds of courage, their acts of valor, and their willing sacrifice, though engaged in wars not of their own making.
We remember that they counted the loss of their own lives to be a reasonable price to pay for the principles by which we live today. For this their sacrifice, for the peace they won, for the remembrance of their lives, we give thanks. Amen.
Please be seated.
Share the peace right now.
If you want.
Yeah. It's not in the book. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us take a few moments to claim and share this peace that we experience.
Let us pray for our country. Almighty God, you have given us this good land as our heritage. Make us always remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. Make us who came from many nations with many different languages a united people. Defend our liberties and give those we have entrusted with the authority of government, the spirit of wisdom, that there might be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, let our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail. We ask all this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Go out into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak and help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Congregation may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a blessing. If they're still around.